pop them a tax relief.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Why did he stop what he started?
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That is the big question after President Trump ordered a retaliatory strike on Iran, then changed his mind.
This decision to attack was made after the RQ-4 Global Hawk drone was shot down on Wednesday evening. President Trump then approved military strikes against Iran. The operation was underway in its early stages. Planes were in the air, ships were in position, but no missiles had yet been fired when word came to stand down.
Fox's Benjamin Hall. The president did reach out to Iran. Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Live in Washington.
Dave, President Trump asked a third party, the nation of Oman, to relay a message to Iran that the U.S. wants talks, not war. Reuters reports Oman replied that it would send the information, but that Iran has no interest in negotiating. Meanwhile, the Federal Aviation Administration ordered U.S. airlines not to fly over Iranian airspace in the Gulf of Oman or the Persian Gulf over concerns a commercial plane could be the victim of potential for miscalculation or misidentification. Some international airlines are rerouting flights, but others are not, including some Mideast and low-cost airlines. Dave?
Rachel, the president also met with Democrats on the Iran situation. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said afterward,
"One of the best ways to avoid bumbling into war, a war that nobody wants, is to have a robust, open debate and for Congress to have a real say."
We're devastated. That's the message the city of Mission, Texas has posted on Twitter the morning after a police officer was murdered in a shootout responding to a domestic disturbance call. The accused killer's in custody. There was a lethal injection last night in Georgia, the 1,500th execution since the Supreme Court reinstated the death penalty, though Marion Wilson Jr.'s last words were, "I never took a little more life in my life."
Attorneys for Marion Wilson Jr. argued his accomplice fired the shotgun blast that killed Donovan Corey Parks in 1996, and Wilson remained in the back seat of the car when the victim was killed.
Fox's Steve Rappaport, that accomplice was executed last year. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
A Navy SEAL is still on trial for murder in San Diego, but the case took a turn yesterday when another SEAL took the witness stand.
Special Operator First Class Corey Scott says he was the one who took the life of an ISIS prisoner, but he did it out of mercy after the prisoner was unexpectedly stabbed by the defendant, Special Ops Chief Edward Gallagher. Defense attorney Tim Parlator says he feels this is the turning point of this case.
The trial is certainly going to continue, but I expect that at the end of this, there will be a not guilty verdict.
Prosecutors say Scott is lying about his admission and changed his initial story. A military jury of seven Marines and sailors will decide Gallagher's fate. Two-thirds of the jury must agree to convict. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The U.S. Supreme Court is allowing what's called the Peace Cross to remain in place on public land in Maryland. That was a decision yesterday. That Peace Cross is a war memorial that dates back to World War I. The court rejected a challenge that it's a Christian symbol that doesn't represent all veterans. Now, in Alaska, a public meeting tried to be fair and balanced with religion earlier this week.
Government agencies often open meetings with a Christian prayer, but a Satanic Temple member, with the help of the ACLU, won a court battle to give the invocation at the Kenai Peninsula Borough meeting, resulting in a big curiosity factor. There were also protesters holding signs saying, "Reject Satan and his works," and "No Jesus and his love." About a dozen officials and attendees walked out of the meeting room when Iris Fontana declared,
"Use reason, logic, science, and compassion to create solutions for the greater good of our community. It is done. Hail Satan."
Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Philadelphia's deputy fire commissioner says a fire is still burning at a refinery, and it's under control. It started in a vat of butane with a series of explosions at around 3 a.m. so powerful they were felt in New Jersey. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monacelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign County Courthouse has a new lactation room for nursing moms. The News Gazette says the space is open to meet the requirements of a new state law that took effect June 1st. It says at a minimum, a lactation room must have a table, chair, and electrical outlet. It has to be a private space that is not a bathroom. The new space at the Champaign County Courthouse is in a small first floor storage room. A request from the fire department in Milford to be more mindful of where you're parking around the fire station. WCIA says firefighters say they don't want people parking on the west side of Route 1 or in front of the roll-up doors. The fire station sits along the main area in the village on South Chicago Street. If you wanted to go to the Shalem Aquatic Center today, check first to make sure the main pool is open. The News Gazette says an issue occurred with the pool's main filtration system on Wednesday, and the main pool was closed all day Thursday. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monacelli.
Our website, remodelingchampaign.com.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent. With two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Good Friday morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie, and the first day of summer with over 15 hours of daylight expected today, the longest day of the year. Today's high 79, 66 our low tonight. Chance of showers at 50%, should be brief if we have them. And, of course, the timing is an issue. Hopefully it doesn't damper any plans of yours. We've got a 50% and chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. More humidity by tomorrow afternoon. Up into the mid-80s, down to around 70 at night. We're currently at 63 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, Stevie J Travel has a trip to Alaska. They're there today. And some people are going golfing at midnight.
Nice.
Because it's light at midnight in Alaska. It's the midnight sun kind of golfing experience.
I love it.
You kind of... strange. You still get tired, or do you not? No, because your body's saying, no, it's daylight. So anyway, it's a nice long day today in East Central Illinois. Good to have you listening. We have Mike Ditka and brother Johnny. John Decker, our buddy, is going to see the Rolling Stones. Fox News reporter John Decker will be up in Chicago tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully he'll get a run by the restaurant tomorrow night. Coach will be there.
Excellent.
John Decker sent me pictures from Air Force One. And the menu for the press is pretty fancy schmancy.
Nice.
Oh, man, it's like embossed gold with a beautiful folder, and you open it up for dinner, and then bottom says Air Force One. And then he showed, he took a picture by the plane. And then he was, you know, 30 feet from the president and his wife coming down the stairs and waving like you always see.
Right.
But he was really, really close because he was on the plane. It's kind of cool. Kind of cool. Dean Brown over at the College of Business traveled around with George W. Bush on Air Force One during the Let's Reform Social Security days.
I see.
Dean Brown was a frequent flyer on Air Force One.
What a great experience.
I'd like to do that, please.
Me too.
Could I? Are you going that way?
Could mind I? If I tag along?
Could I jump on, please?
Carry your bags?
Can I hit the button for service? Hello? Yeah. Can I get more lobster, please?
A warm towel.
Very, very nice. The menu was quite fancy. You know, it wasn't a burger fry thing. Much more involved.
It's pretty cool. John Decker gave you that inside scoop on what happens on Air Force One.
This is the dinner menu. Honey garlic salmon. I mean, you see the presidential seal.
Ooh.
I mean, it's pretty cool. And then you got mini caramel drizzled brownie for your choice of beverage, of course. And at the bottom is the Air Force One.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
On the president's plane. Okay, Brent Christensen trial continues. This Laura Bullis, the girlfriend
Today's the ex-wife.
Well, she's testifying on behalf of the defense.
I know.
Oh, he was a sweet man, and right.
Okay.
I again, who's covering this for the News Gazette? Ben Zeigerman?
Okay.
You're just going to, I don't know how you get that stuff out of your head. I wouldn't want to cover it. I mean, they continue to go over the details of the gruesome murder, and they're just trying to talk death penalty or no death penalty here. But it's just an evil guy. I mean, an evil, sick psycho that happened to be living in Champaign-Urbana. And it's just a heartbreaking story. He claims there were 13 others, or she was number 13. And,
right.
And the police can't confirm any of that. So, but he had this... this thing about serial killers.
What does it make Wisconsin look into their missing people and stuff like that? Because that's where he came from, right?
Yeah, right, maybe. I don't know. There are a lot of people that there are unsolved crimes out there. So anyway, he confided in the girlfriend after a couple of weeks, you know, all the details. And then he said, you know, I just get this feeling that they're listening to me. And she was being wired.
I know.
How afraid would you be of a, well, murderer that you're holding hands with at a vigil of the woman he killed, and then he's worried about being bugged,
and she's wired. Room and like check the batteries and make sure everything's going, and she was going to send an email to the FBI, and then she decided not to, and then he checked the phone.
Well, but again, keep in mind, the FBI would have been in a minute.
Right.
They were there. Nothing was going to happen to her, but because they had him continually watched the entire time since they suspected they had him. So it wasn't, they were just gathering evidence, is my understanding. But it continues, and I hope they just move along and get her done. So.
And thanks to everybody who's been involved in this case. I know it's a burden on the families and, you know, the psyche of the people investigating to have this kind of a case.
Well, when you deal with this kind of a thing, how do you get that out of your head? Do you have PTSD?
I don't know.
Going through all the blood and the details of this kind of a gruesome thing? I mean, these law enforcement people that we celebrate every month, mm-hmm. I mean, they do stuff. Who wants to do that?
Right.
I don't. All right, we'll be right back. Going to check your sports. The St. Louis Cardinals just are not a great team. That's just admit it, get it over with. They're about a 500 baseball team, and we'll see what happens. The Cubs are the best team in the Central. They should win the Central and hopefully make a nice deep run in October. But Cardinals lose in an odd way last night. Ed Shaker. We'll deal with that next. It's 7:13.
I'm telling all my friends about Naya.
Have a new and exciting dining experience right here in the heart of the Midwest at Naya. Now open at 212 East Green.
Okay, so I'll give $50 gift cards, vouchers away in this hour. Please stay listening. I'll let $500 worth or something.
Nice.
Yeah, it's all coming up. It's 7:16, ESPN 93.5, Sports Headline.
In 11 innings, Miami beat St. Louis. The final was 7-6. ESPN 93.5 with the game starting up. A series against the LA Angels today, who lost yesterday. So
Albert Pujols, that's the hole in the heel. Albert Pujols will be in town. Tonight's ovation will be minutes long, I predict. I think it'll be really long, and I wonder how Albert will react as a first time back since 2011.
Right. Is Yachty catching?
Yachty's catching. They're
Yachty
buddies.
Yachty gives the sign.
He'll just go out and do the dirt thing and stall a little bit. He deserves the ovation, and it'll be a standing room only for Albert as he comes back to St. Louis as we remember the 2011 World Series.
Yes. And here's your Redbird recap.
Where do you want to start this one?
Well, a highlight with Tommy Edman getting his first major league home run, and that tied the ball game, a two-run shot in the eighth inning. It stayed tied until the 11th. Andrew Miller walked a batter, and then a two-run homer by JT Riddle put them up by two runs. But as the Marlins saw the Cardinals score on a double by Yadier Molina with two outs, Jose Martinez scored all the way from first. They reviewed that play, and Martinez was ruled safe. Then a pinch hitter, Matt Wieters, was coming up. Kickoff throw to second for the pinch runner. Yadi was lifted for Jack Flaherty. Flaherty was picked off. That was the ball game, and what a way to lose a game. A tough one last night as the Marlins won 7-6, earning a split in the four-game series.
We're on the air with the pregame show at 6:20 tonight as the Angels are here in Albert Pujols. And this place is going to be buzzing. It'll be packed. Cardinals lost it last night, 7-6 in 11 innings.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Cubs over the Mets. The final was 7-4. We've got Yu Darvish to the mound. It's an afternoon game heard on US 105.9 this afternoon with a 1:20 start. Albert Alize.
Yeah, he was a new pitcher, a prospect. Pitched four innings last night and sparkled.
Here's a swing and a miss, strike three. Alzale with a good 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Pretty impressive stuff here. 1-2 by Alzale. Big swing and a miss, strike three. Contreras clapping the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. And Albert Alzale has arrived.
Yep, that's the kid, Albert Alzale.
I like it. Chicago White Sox in Texas, 7:05 start. College World Series in Omaha. Louisville over Mississippi State, 4-3.
Saw Luke Snyder, Luke Smith, rather.
Oh, nice.
Jake Snyder is also on the team.
Uh-huh.
One from Central, Luke Smith from Centennial. And I saw Luke Smith jumping up and down.
So Louisville and Vanderbilt at 7 o'clock tonight. Ahead of that is Michigan and Texas Tech at 2. NBA draft, Zion Williamson on to New Orleans to play for the Pelicans.
Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 35 years at wattscopy.com.
Up to 79, down to 66. 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. 50% chance of rain tomorrow. Up into the mid-80s, more humidity, down to around 70 in the evening. Same for Sunday as we copy and paste this forecast. High 86, low 68, 50% chance of scattered showers. Right now, the temperature's at 63 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at Provident Financial Group, LLC. .com. Coach Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny coming up here in 10 minutes. Stand by. ESPN 93.5. It is the first day of summer, the longest daylight day of the year, Friday, June 21st.
From the Fox Business Network, tensions with Iran has airlines around the world rerouting flights today to avoid areas around the Strait of Hormuz. That's where Iran shot down a U.S. military drone. The U.S. warning commercial airliners they could be mistakenly attacked. Australia's Qantas, British Airways, Dutch carrier KLM, and Germany's Lufthansa said soon after they would avoid the region. Now, the news for former Duke basketball star Zion Williamson is not all good this morning. Williamson was the number one pick in the NBA draft, but he's also being sued for breach of contract. The lawsuit says Prime Sports Marketing and its president were to receive 15% compensation from his marketing deals. It seeks $100 million in damages. And Wall Street rallied yesterday with anticipation the Federal Reserve will lower interest rates if needed. Futures, though, are down today. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
Sean Hannity.
One of the greatest things about working at the Fox News Channel is whatever's in my heart, mind, and soul is going to come out. I have never, ever been told what to say, how to say it. I do debate. I get other people's opinions. Who do we cater to? Who are we trying to appeal to and reach? Forgotten men and women that deserve their shot at the American dream.
On Fox News Channel, real news, real honest opinion.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
With unrivaled
unrivaled security and smart savings, it's simple. Illini Plus Checking makes it easier to protect your finances, save money on everyday purchases, and enjoy your life. Open your Illini Plus Checking today at U of I Community Credit Union.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. In 1865, my great-great-grandfather, Robert Blaine Coulter, came to Central Illinois with dreams of growing plants for a living. Five generations and 144 years later, I'm proud to say we're still growing plants for Central Illinois. We're still a business where you can come out to the store and see the faces you've seen for decades. We know the employees by name. If you had our landscape crew come out 20 years ago to build your patio or plant your trees, those are the same exact guys coming out today. If you want to find out more about our history, our people, and especially our plants, you can go to countryarbors.com. I'm Shane from Country Arbor's Nursery, and have a nice day.
Nothing's better than summertime and barbecue. Hi, I'm Ben Grice, the owner of the Humble Hog in Paxton. Our meat is cooked low and slow, but our service is quick and courteous. Stop by for some delicious carryout, or stay a while and dine in. All of our rubs and sauces are made in-house, so stock your pantry and get ready for summer. And be sure to try our famous Paxton Punch. It's the most refreshing moonshine cocktail you've ever tasted. We'll see you soon at the Humble Hog in beautiful downtown Paxton.
Hulu's paying Tobin Heath, Carly Lloyd, Mallory Pugh, and other U.S. soccer stars a lot of money to do a new goal celebration called Hulu Has Live Sports. Why? It's simple. Because Hulu has live sports. You can watch the biggest games and sporting events like the Women's World Cup this summer on 60-plus top channels. No cable required. Plus, you can stream the entire Hulu library. Start your free trial of Hulu today. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Well, learn more at Hulu.com.
Our old friend Karen Foster, how are you?
Oh, I am fine, Stevie. How are you?
Well, I'm fantastic. Co-chair of the big parade on our 4th of July here. It's Karen Foster. Can I still get in the parade?
Oh, yes, you sure can. You can get in the parade for another whole week.
Okay. So what do people do if they want to enter and get in and be part of a great celebration?
Oh, thank you for asking. We have a website, which is July 4th, J-U-L-Y, the number 4-T-H, .net. And all they have to do is go to that website and look for parade, and then you can register just online and pay your fees right there online, and you're all set. Then we will send out an email, because you have to give your email address, and we'll send out an email with your entry number and when you should be ready to line up.
Okay.
David Leake, Starkle Planetarium, the Grand Marshal.
Yes. That's awesome. Flight in Space is our theme this year, because it was in 1969 that we landed on the moon.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I remember that. Darn it. That's
yes.
A long time ago.
Vividly.
I just remember very black and white. It was very black and white. Yes. There you go.
Or radio.
Yeah. And there's a new movie about Ryan. I think Ryan Gosling is playing Neil Armstrong.
Uh-huh.
First man. Yeah. I watched it on an airplane. I thought it was pretty good.
Okay, good.
They came in to tell him that he was going to be the commander on Apollo 11. He was washing his hands in the restroom. And Zeke came in and said, "We've decided you're going to be the commander." And he looked up and he said, "Okay."
It's just okay. Like,
but he was kind of a low-key guy.
Yep.
Graduated from Purdue. Anyway, Karen, we want people to get in the parade again. The website is what again?
July4th.net. And please join the parade. You can also use that website to volunteer or to even make a donation. And this year, for our donation, since people along the parade route are carrying less and less cash with them, we have a QR code that our volunteers will be having, and it sends a direct link to our donations page, and then they can just easily sign up through our QR code.
Okay, very good. Just scan that and you can give that way.
Yeah,
yes.
Sounds good. Okay, Karen Foster, always a pleasure, and thank you for what you're doing.
You.
Always a pleasure to hear you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Karen Foster, she used to be on the Champaign City Council.
Uh-huh, co-director of the parade,
yep.
July4th.net for details.
727, Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny are next. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, if you want appliances, you go there. Why? Well, because that's what they do. You'll go in there and something unusual will happen. Somebody will say, may I help you, and know all about the microwave or the refrigerator you want to buy.
Mm-hmm, the range, the, I mean, they have it all.
Well, they'll know what it does.
Uh-huh.
They'll know what button does what, and in this day and age, it's not that common. Dick Van Dyke, though, the largest independent appliance dealer in central Illinois. They're in Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur. They offer discount pricing, quality products from all the big brands. Stop in today. You drive on Neil. As you're going toward the mall, right-hand side before you get to I-74, there it'll be, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. You can also receive a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, you'll want to go there when you're remodeling or just when it's time to buy a new refrigerator.
Appliance-world.com.
Appliance-world.com for Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Check them out today. Okay, we'll be right back. Lots to talk about this morning. Imagine the NBA draft, Zion Williamson. I mean, who knows how many of these guys are going to be any good? Good luck. I mean, there's a lot of 30-year-old men that are trying to keep their jobs for the second-round guys that don't get as much money. All the first-rounders will play because they're being paid so much.
Uh-huh.
And you better not miss on a draft or you lose your job as a GM or something, player scout and stuff. And then we've got this Naya, the restaurant. We're giving away gift cards, vouchers, and I want you to try it on me. And then you just need to use it within a week and give me a little feedback. So stand by for that after Coach and Johnny are on. ESPN 93.5. It's Friday. Yeehaw. Friday morning. ESPN 93.5, June 21, 7:29 now.
It's time for your Mile at the Pines Minute, and we're talking with race co-director Jan Seeley. Do I have time to get trained for this race?
Diane, there's plenty of time to get trained for this exciting mile event. Don't miss Mile at the Pines along Philo Road on Sunday, July 14th, starting at 6 p.m.
And Jan, this race is for all ages, right?
That's right. The exciting mile format features 10 different mile races for runners and walkers of all ages and ability. And this year, we added a stroller wave for folks running or walking while pushing a child or maybe a dog in a stroller. Run your race and then stick around to cheer on your friends while they run theirs and enjoy all the post-race refreshments.
This event is a fundraiser supported by tons of great local businesses.
That's right. Sioux Schools Foundation will receive all the proceeds from the race, which is being sponsored by, among others, Meyer, Red by Bicycle Ice Cream, Reynolds Towing Service, Papa John's, State Farm Agent Anna Shpa, BBJ Broadcasting, The Atkins Group, and Briggs Beer Company.
You can learn more and register. Go to mileatthepines.com. That's mileatthepines.com.
Hey, it's Shane from Rosati's Pizza. Let's face it, I like to party, you like to party. Any party is better with Rosati's. So if you've got an office party, a birthday party, or those family reunions that are all coming up fast, call Rosati's. You choose the menu, pizza, pasta, chicken parm, whatever you need. We got it all covered. Send the invites out, call the family, call the friends, bring everybody over. But don't forget to call me, Shane at Rosati's, 328-2334, or come see me at 701 South Gregory in Urbana.
ESPN 93.5, Fox News Now, 7:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Fox confirms President Trump ordered and then called off military strikes on Iran in response to the shooting down of a U.S. Navy drone conducting surveillance.
It's not clear if the military action was called off due to logistics or strategy or for some other reason. Reuters reports the president warned Iran through the country of Oman, which relayed a message that the U.S. wants to negotiate. The planned strikes were aimed at radar and missile batteries in Iran.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in D.C. A Navy SEAL testifies at another SEAL's murder trial in San Diego that he killed an Islamic State prisoner out of mercy after Edward Gallagher stabbed him in the neck.
He said the stabbing was not what killed the captive. Instead, he said, quote, I held my thumb over his TT tube until he quit breathing, meaning he blocked a breathing tube that had been inserted into the fighter's throat and asphyxiated him.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in San Diego. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A temporary outdoor refreshment area has been set up for 5 until 8 p.m. on Saturday, June 22nd. Customers of participating downtown restaurants and bars in Urbana's downtown Get Down designated area will be allowed to buy and take open containers of alcohol from the licensed premises for consumption in the public right-of-way during that time. The area includes Main Street between the Springfield Avenue split and North Broadway Avenue, Race Street between Crane Alley and Goose Alley, and the parking lot behind Buddy's Tavern. The order came from the mayor, who was also the liquor commissioner. If you wanted to go to the Shalem Aquatic Center today, check first to make sure the main pool is open. The News Gazette says an issue occurred with the pool's main filtration system on Wednesday, and the main pool was closed all day Thursday. The other slides and pools remained open yesterday. The goal was to have the main pool open again today. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Well, at Honda BMW, an award-winning dealership, we'll be out there this weekend. I think we're getting the Civic Hatchback Steel Gray.
Sounds good.
Really cool. About 40 miles a gallon on the road.
Nice.
Maybe 34 in town, 32. Anyway, it's really, really good. I think the Civics are an amazing value. It's Honda BMW. They've got the BMW side. It's a machine, man. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They like to stretch out their legs, those BMWs.
Yeah.
And, boy, you know about that.
That's right.
They drive beautifully.
The Passport and the Pilot. Mm. Everybody fits in there. And
Honda's,
you've got cup holders for everybody.
That's big.
Exactly.
It's Honda BMW. DriveChampagne.com off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. Say hey to Ben Quattrone, Craig over in Honda, Kenny over at BMW. Dale's got your beautiful pre-owns. It's all there. Award-winning dealership, drivechampagne.com off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. All right, here's your weekend weather on the longest day of the year, June 21, Diane.
That's right. Welcome to summer, Stevie. We've got a high 79, 66 our low tonight. There's a 50% chance of precipitation. About the same for tomorrow, high 82, low 69, 50% chance of rain. 86 the high on Sunday, down to 68, 50% shot at showers. The humidity will go up on Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon. Right now, the temperature's at 64 on ESPN 93.5.
Oh, what the heck. It won't be long before we're playing football, and the Saints begin their 19-0 undefeated season soon. Brother Johnny today in New Orleans. Johnny!
Well, that's what we're looking for, Steve, but it's hard to do it. It's really hard to do it.
It's Coach.
And we have to play the Bears.
Oh, Bears are going to be good. Coach Mike Ditka, icon, all-around great guy in Chicago. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys.
All right, issue one today, NBA draft last night. I can't imagine what that'd be like to be in the room, A, to be called, and then B, to not get called when you're supposed to. Zion Williamson, the man, and a very rich young man this morning, Coach.
Warriors draft, I understand. There's a lot of hype that goes into this.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys deserve it. There's probably 15 guys in the NBA that are going to the NBA who could be picked number one. Let's face it.
Mm-hmm.
There's talent galore. These kids are terrific coming out of college. Here's the thing. Where you're picked, it's important for money. You're going to get more money if you're picked higher. There's no question about that. But that's not the most important thing. It's the same as the opportunity you have. And are you going to play? Are you going to fulfill what they thought you could do? And if you can do that, heck, and that's great. That's what to me is what's important. Didn't matter. Well, listen, I was picked in the first round. It didn't matter if I was picked in the first or the tenth. I had to play.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go out and play.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, this guy Zion Williamson did get a lot of hype, but he's good. And he's not Mike. I think he'd like him. He was saying that he really just wants to play in the NBA. He wants to give it his all. And he said, "I don't care where I go. I just want to. Play in the
NBA." And that's
what
I like to hear. That's good, John.
Yeah. Yeah, some guys in the past, I remember the NFL, was it John Elway said, no, I'm not playing for you. I think there have been others in the past that said, I'll go play baseball or something, but I won't play for that team. That's a little embarrassing.
Well, Eli wouldn't go to San Diego, and of course, he's gotten two MVPs, but he wouldn't go down to San Diego. But I don't know, Mike, every situation is different, too.
Yeah.
It really is, yeah. And I understand these kids coming out today, and really it's about the securing their future. They're going to make enough money they never have to work a day in their life. And that's all good. I had no problem with that. And I'm happy for them. I think that the money being paid out now in sports is fantastic because these guys truly deserve it. And not only that, they make a lot of money for the TV stations, for the organizations that they play for. I mean, sports is a big, big, big thing in our country.
Issue two, Iran, they shoot at a drone in the sky. What do we do about it? Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer, listen to what he said.
I told the president that these conflicts have a way of escalating. The president may not intend to go to war here, but we're worried that he and the administration may bumble into a war.
May bumble into a war. Do we have to make everything political, Johnny? I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, well, they do have to make everything political, and I'm a lot less worried about Trump bumbling into one than Chuck Schumer bumbling into one. But, I think...
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Yo, I was going to say, I think Trump's thinking it might have been accidental. What have you heard?
Trying to de-escalate a little bit. They apparently, New York Times, and I want to know who's leaking. New York Times this morning says that Trump had ordered a strike on some targets and then changed his mind. But how did, I mean, how many people know about this, and how, why do they call the New York Times? Come on.
They don't know. They're guessing. And Schumer's an
Maybe
idiot.
That's right.
Yeah, man.
Get that out.
And if you're right, Steve, that's just really negative to our,
absolutely,
you know, purpose and defense. Is leaking this stuff is really, you have to call it treason, because it can escalate. That's how things escalate right there. So,
well, and to say bumble into a war, I mean, you're supposed to be on the same team when it comes to stuff like this. It's ridiculous. Come on, man. What are you doing? Terrible.
Well, there's been no team since Donald Trump was elected, and that's not Donald Trump's fault. Not that I've seen.
Yeah.
So, we've lived with that for, 2.5 years so far.
Yeah. No, it's stunning. No, the other issue I wanted to bring up this morning is reparations. That was at a hearing in Washington. I am firmly sorry that we had slaves, that the Africans, Americans were brought here, Africans were brought here, that we treated them that way. I'm sorry it happened. It shouldn't have happened. A lot of people had slaves in the course of human history. It was wrong. I'm glad we're not doing it. But should I pay for it, Johnny?
Well, no, I don't think that solves anything. And and I'd like to see who decides who gets what money. Mike, how would you even do that? That's been over 150 years. And I think there's a lot of groups that could demand reparations. What's wrong with paying the Indians more money? I mean, start with them,
exactly,
and then move on to it's,
you know,
it's
guys,
ridiculous.
There's a lot of things in our history that aren't exactly right. The people didn't make the right decisions. But you can't go back and change that. Now it is what it is. You can't say, well, we're going to pay these people. You can't do that. It's just not going to happen. And if people think it's going to happen, they're foolish, because it shouldn't happen.
Well, I will say, Stevie, you know, if anybody owes anyone reparations, I think the Democrats owe the black community reparations since the 60s, when Lyndon Johnson pretended he was going to help the black community with civil rights, which he did. He actually did. But the intent was to just help them enough to keep them pretty much where they are. And it hasn't gone as well or as fast as it could have gone. And I think they've basically seen that the black community is kind of slipping away from them. And that's one of the reasons for the hysteria now. But if anybody owes the black community reparations, I think it's the Democrats.
Well,
so I don't think that'd go over very well, but that'd be my two cents.
Well, you've got a block of voters, and there is talk that Donald Trump will get more than 5% of the African-American vote, and perhaps if he gets 15, then the election's probably over. I mean, that's how impactful
it is.
And so he's done, I mean, the lowest black employment and unemployment in the history of keeping those stats. Same for Hispanics. There's a lot of things going on that are very, very positive. And perhaps that is the reason all this is coming up now. But I'm telling you, those Democratic debates coming up next week ought to be interesting, with 10 on the stage each night. And then they want Joe Biden to apologize for who he used to work with in the Senate. Man, I don't know. This is just silly, silly season.
Well,
really,
I think
this is a shame.
You got to realize a lot of these issues are just basically to shock and divide. You know, Lenin, he kind of was the father of socialism, a massive Bolshevik. He set it up for the Soviet Union. He said we must sow hate, revulsion, and scorn among anyone who disagrees with us. He didn't say about any particular thing, just if they disagree with us, we need to divide and conquer. And throwing out these things like the border, let everybody in, or reparations, which there's no real way to do it, it just kind of just gets everybody up again with each other. And then they'll blame the other side for division. I mean, it's classic. And I think that's a lot of the Who, for example, would agree with the Virginia governor that after the baby's born, make it comfortable and then execute it? No one's going to agree with that. You just throw that out as a bombshell. And, Mike, it just divides everybody, and it's exactly what the strategy is for the true radical left, which a lot of these progressives are pretty far over. And they're trying to do exactly what they're doing, which is make us argue amongst each other, and then they can move in and solve the problem. I'm getting tired of it, Stevie.
Well, I think a lot of people are, Coach. We're tired of it. It's just no common sense anymore. It's just really unbelievable.
Yeah, well, you're right. There's a lack of common sense. And there's a lot of lack of putting the country first. And I think that's what bothers me. Everything we do in this right now is about politics. It's about party first. Put the people first. Put the country first. Mm-hmm. Put what's best for the country first. And then worry about your party after that. But this is all party politics.
I think, Johnny, what you said about Lenin, it reminds me of, for those that don't learn from history are destined to repeat it. And perhaps,
that's right.
I don't know if you can go to the mall and find anybody that knows who Lenin was. So, and all about the strategies of the radical and what the conquer to divide and conquer. And that's what's happening now.
Right. And there's just some of the most inane things. The latest AOC comment that compared our detention centers to the concentration camp, that elicited a phone call from Auschwitz to say, what is she talking about?
No.
I mean, you almost have to laugh, Mike, but it's actually pretty serious. It's just unbelievable. Yeah.
But how could the Democratic Party go that far left? It is stunning to me, and I can't imagine anybody like an Elizabeth Warren or a Bernie really getting elected in a general election. But man, if they get there, they might. So you got to be on your guard all the time for the liberties and freedoms we enjoy here.
Well, you know, I agree with you the way you said. If they get elected, boy, people that are electing them are crazy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it kind of reminds me of that old Russian saying: if you fool me once, shame on you. If you fool me twice, or three times, or four times, shame on me.
Yeah.
Mike, it's on us now. There's
it's
no
on
real.
Yeah.
You know, it's no real undercover. It's not that sleight of hand. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
So we just got to watch it. Like you say, it is our freedom on the line in the long run. There's no doubt about it.
Mike, are we? You've done so much in your life, including sitting next to Ronald Reagan. All these great appearances. Have you ever ridden on Air Force One?
Oh, no. I've never ridden on Air Force One.
Well, we got a friend of mine, Johnny, works at the White House. His name is John Decker. He's a Fox News reporter. He's going to go to the Rolling Stones concert tonight at Soldier Field. Then he's going to go see Coach Ditka and Diana tomorrow at the restaurant. And he just got to ride on Air Force One with the president to Orlando on Tuesday, and he sent me pictures. It's a pretty nice ride. The Air Force One.
I guess so.
I mean,
no, I think it's a pretty nice airplane. But that's another story. Stevie is his Orlando rally. Mike, have you seen anything like that? I don't know who had. I guess Bernie had a lot of crowds, but this guy Trump's got him sleeping in intense 2 days before the rally.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. if you ignore that energy for him, you're making a mistake. There is a real groundswell, and there are a lot of people like Donald Trump in spite of what the media reports. So,
yeah, he's not backing down. He's not running away. He's going to be right out front. So you can take all the shots at him you want, and he's going to get through it. Believe me.
I'll tell you, he's funny too, Stevie.
He's an amazing guy. That's why he's as successful as he is.
Mike, he was talking about Hillary's emails, and he said, can you imagine if I deleted any emails that they asked for? Just one email to my lovely wife, Melania, a little love email. The electric chair for Trump.
All right.
It's really not a level playing field with the media and the Democrats, no question about it.
Well, I am stunned that he's survived thus far because they have thrown everything possible and they continue to try. We'll see. Coach, it's always an honor. And, Johnny, thank you. Honor to have you on as well. We appreciate both of you guys. You're always great on the radio. We appreciate both of you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks
take
a lot,
care.
Mike.
God bless.
God bless
have
you.
A great day.
You too. Mike Ditkin, Chicago. Brother Johnny in New Orleans. ESPN 93.5 on this Friday morning. All right, I have a deal for you if you want to text me. I'll make you text the restaurant name. It's Naya. N as in Nancy, AYA. It's in Campus Town.
Okay.
And this is a very nice restaurant, mm-hmm. inspired by time-honored Asian cooking technique and emphasizing bright, flavorful Italian dishes. Isn't Thad Morrell the guy that used to be at Baccarat?
Yes.
So you got an incredible chef. I'm going to give you a chance to get $50 to go enjoy a meal at Naya. Text in 359-2255. Text in Naya. N-A-Y-A. And then you've got two things. You have to use it within 7 days. Mm-hmm. And then you got to tell me what you thought.
What a neat dining experience.
Well, it's free, and I'm going to do $500 worth right now.
And here come the Naya tests.
I want one. Maybe we won't get 10. Maybe we won't get 10 texts. And
okay.
I can text anybody?
Yes.
More than 10?
359-2255.
N-A-Y-A. Tell me if we only have 9, I'll keep the 10th
I'll
one.
Keep you in mind, Steve.
359-2255 for a $50 voucher. You must use it within 7 days. You must give me a little feedback when you're done. It's Naya. It sounds wonderful. I have pictures as well of this restaurant on Green Street, and it's cool. It's the same people that own Sakanaya and mm-hmm. Miga.
Mm-hmm.
Miga's in downtown Champaign. Sakanaya have had right there on Green Street as
yes.
well. Really nice. I've not been to Miga or Naya.
I have been to Sakanaya.
I have too.
They have like a $9 six sushi pieces.
Ooh.
It's a really good deal for lunch.
Okay. This is for Naya. If you want a $50 voucher, 359-2255. Text in the word Naya. N-A-Y-A. Are we over 10 yet?
Oh, yeah.
Darn it. Okay. Whatever. That's
twice
fine.
That.
Oh, my. We will let you know after 9 who wins all these. Good luck to you. 752 ESPN 93.5.
As your business needs grow and change, Busey can help manage the unique demands you face. From the day-to-day operations to financing solutions, our team is committed to providing today's producers and agribusinesses the resources needed to grow forward. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This summer, take the road trip to complete your baseball stadium bucket list.
And when you do, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham Hotels,
where you can now earn and redeem Wyndham Rewards points at La Quinta and thousands of other Wyndham Rewards properties worldwide.
Plus, free Brightside breakfast and the free high-speed Wi-Fi so you can stay in the work zone while you're away.
Well, with perks like these, you're going gone.
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph.
Book direct at LQ.com.
You're watching your local teams, why not drink the local beer? Scotty's Brewhouse on Neal Street in Champaign has you covered with local beer from Champaign and East Central Illinois. There is no better place to experience the local brewing experts than at Scotty's Brewhouse. From Riggs Beer Company, Distill, Triptych, Blind Pig, and Big Thorn Farms, Scotty's Brewhouse has it all covered. Scotty's Brewhouse at 2001 South Neal Street in Champaign.
Durst has been around since 1935, giving excellent service to customers for 84 years. Let's put that into some context. Hank Greenberg and the Tigers beat the Cubs in the World Series that year. The first ever Heisman Trophy was won. And Babe Ruth hit his last of 714 career home runs. Durst has seen all trends and flavors of the month go by in those 84 years, but they have been a constant you can trust to get your bike and exercise equipment. Go with the third generation Champaign staple in Durst Cycle and Fitness on West University in Urbana or on North Madison, Champaign.
Charlie Daniels is on Fox and Friends this morning. He's been out there 50 years, hasn't
mm-hmm.
he? I'm pretty sure he's doing Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Almost top of the hour.
He's not afraid to shoot from the hip.
No,
he's
definitely a speak-your-mind guy.
He's across the hallway on US 105.9 quite often
is
as
he?
A guest on Big D and Bubba.
Awesome.
Very entertaining.
Yeah. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service, brought to you by CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, your top janitorial supply company. You need scrubbers. You need sweepers. You need Stevie J to drive them for you. Oh, yeah. I've got that. Betsy and Brad Park, CMI online at CMIclean.com.
Yeah, work more efficiently, less time. Good stuff, CMI. 79 our high, 66 our low, a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. I'm copy and pasting this to Saturday and Sunday. High near 80, down to around the 70 at night, a 50% chance of showers. Not bad. Right now, the temperature's at 65 on ESPN 93.5.
And you're looking at that house. You're doing house shopping. It's really fun to go into a home and say, what do you think of this? Well, I don't like that, but we can change it. And sometimes you'll be in a competitive situation. That's why you want to get kind of pre-qualified with Busey. Yeah. Busey really knows how to do home loans, mortgages, refis, new construction. They've got 40 special mortgage programs. They've got 50 lending professionals. If you go to BuseyMortgage.com, it'll take you 20 minutes or less. Free pre-qualification, shop for your home, knowing all of your options. Say, we can go all the way up to $210,000. They're asking $225,000. Let's just offer $205,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you can work it. Then you know before. Sometimes you have to move quickly.
Right. And the realtors take you more seriously if you've got it done.
Oh, yeah. Ready to take the next step? Partner with Busey for the resources to turn your dream of home ownership into reality. Call 800-67-BUSEY. Ask which special mortgage loan program is right for you. Or visit BuseyMortgage.com. BuseyMortgage.com. All right, going to break for the news. Top of the hour. John Dybin, addiction specialist, coming up in the next hour. He's the guy we talk to when it comes to, is marijuana a gateway drug? And the mm-hmm. answer is yes, and that he tells us that brains aren't developed fully till you're 25.
Mm-hmm.
But we've legalized marijuana in the state recreationally, and I disagree with that. I disagree with that. So we'll talk to John coming up in our next hour. Okay, going to break for the news. But by the way, the Cubs are now a game and a half ahead of Milwaukee, three ahead of the Cardinals in the National League Central. Cardinals live right here on ESPN 93.5. The Cubbies are over on US 105.9. And the Cardinals, God bless them, they're just not a great baseball team. Something's not right. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what you say about Matt Carpenter either. I mean, you know what? He was 0 for 6 last night. He's batting about .217. We're about halfway through the season. And he's still your guy? I don't know. And yet you're going, well, he's a great Cardinal. I agree. But what point do you say, I got to get a little better hitter in there? They shift on him to the extent of it took 50 points off his average last year. Don't you just learn how to hit it the other way? They're so good at baseball. Hit it the other way where there's nobody there. Just venting. Okay, back in a moment. We'll check your Fox next. Jamie Monticello with our local, I don't know. Text in 359-2255, kind of on a Cardinal rant again.
It's all good.
Losing to Miami, AAA Miami last night, 7-6. Eesh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really struggled and fortunate to probably win two against Miami. Man. Kind of hurts me. Check the news next.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 10 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing...